You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And good morning. Welcome to Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi, and I am very happy this morning to have as my guest Connie from New. Am I saying your last name right? Neubauer?
Zenbauer.
Oh, Zenbauer. I said that was all silence. Connie Zenbauer from Bassett Furniture, who is my guru for furniture. So say hi.
Good morning.
Okay, and we're going to do the weather, and we'll get started. The computer is telling me this morning that it is currently sunny, which we all felt when we got up this morning, with a high of 75. I think it's probably the best day of the year so far. Yes, for good weather. Bring people out and buy furniture, I hope. Tonight, it's partly cloudy with a low of 49 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy. It's going to go down to 67. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 44. And Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 58. And it looks like we're going to have a nice weekend. Well, as I say, Connie is my guru for furniture. She's my go-to person. And I want Connie to tell us a little bit about Bassett, because I don't know if all of you are familiar with the company. I wasn't when I started in the business. I had known the name Bassett, but I wasn't familiar with their programs and their ability to produce quality furniture with 30 days where you can customize your pieces. It's a very... What they do is very unique, and my clients seem to really like it. So why don't I turn it over to you, Connie, and tell us a little bit about Bassett.
Okay. Well, as Rich said, we are known for our custom furniture in 30 days. You come in, we pretty much can do any piece of furniture. You have a choice of back cushions, a choice of arms, a choice of the base. So if you're more traditional in style, we can make that happen. Or if you are more contemporary, we can make that happen as well. So just a little bit of everything for everybody.
Right.
And, you know, if custom scares you, we do have other furniture in the store as well, that the styling is what it is, but you can change fabric on just about anything. Right. And again, it's done in 30 days.
And you have a big collection of fabrics. I mean, you really have a lot to choose from. The fabric room is tremendous. And often it's almost, not overwhelming because there's a good amount of choices, but there's really quite a bit to choose from to make the piece work for you. And for some people, people can't visualize, and you have a nice showroom. And one of the things I'll say about the Bassett showroom, and I don't know if, and Connie is in Greenbrook, New Jersey. So if you're on Route 22 on the westbound lane in Greenbrook, New Jersey, you should check out Bassett Furniture. It's kind of on a hill, and it's a great location because the showroom is well stocked, but it's not overwhelming. Did you ever go into a furniture store and you're in a maze where you get lost?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
People I know in the past have been in that environment. They say to me, I don't want a furniture shop. It's a nightmare. Your showroom, I think, is very easy to walk. You can see what's in there, and you get a feel for it without being overwhelmed, don't you think? What's the feedback
definitely.
You get from your clients?
Definitely. It's easy because it's basically one big circle. There's
right.
no second or third floor.
Right.
Our design center is right in the middle.
The center.
And all our fabrics face out. We have walls where the fabrics are aligned on the walls by color, and they face out. And I hear so much from customers that they can come in and just glance at the fabrics and see everything kind of firsthand.
Exactly. And it's an easy shopping experience, mm-hmm. which is very good. And I do want to talk about the nature of furniture. You know, the series we've been running the past several weeks is all about what's hot, what trends for spring is. But you and I got to speak a little bit before we went on air today and talk about the change in furniture. And I think people are very confused because even when I started with you at Bassett, what was in the showroom was very, I think it was more traditional
yes.
and transitional.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the store has evolved with the times, and it's really leaning much more towards contemporary, don't you think, in terms of both the fabrics and the shapes?
Definitely, definitely. Okay. Transitional to contemporary all the way.
Right.
And the geometrics are the happening patterns right now.
Right.
Versus paisleys and...
A big, sharp contrast in what we saw even maybe like 6 or 7 years ago.
Definitely.
Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And colors have changed tremendously,
colors
too.
Colors are bright. Neutrals with pops of color.
Right.
That's what's really happening right now.
Very, very much so. A previous guest was on Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings, and we were talking about the theory of color and how colors evolve and change. And I, in my business, have been seeing lots more of, obviously, grays, but blues, too.
Blues.
Grays mm-hmm. and blues, and I'm seeing them all. And I have a prediction, and again, you've heard it first on Modern Design. I predict that gray will still be strong, but blue is going to start to overtake gray now, because I even see in a contemporary setting, I'm seeing navy used, but navy reinvented with like pops of yellow or pops of orange or pops of something else.
Yes.
And I'm seeing a lot of like navy blue, blue grays, and lots of blue. So I mm-hmm. think that's going to be the new trend. And I'm wondering if you agree with me or you've seen something different.
I totally agree with that. I have a lot of people doing the grays and blues right now and even getting more to the lighter grays to almost the ivories and the whites.
Yes.
With the blues.
Yes.
And then just a different range of blues as well.
Right.
But navy blues are kind of really happening right now.
They're really popping. When I opened my store here in Flemington, and I had a big accent wall, which is quite large, and we were looking for a color, and everybody was talking to me, oh, do this, do orange. I said, no, I'm doing navy blue. People are like, navy blue. I'm like, it is so universal. The good thing about navy blue is it goes with so many other colors.
It does, and people don't always realize that.
No, people think it's mm-hmm. limiting, but it's not limiting. Mm-mm. It's actually a really good color to work with because you can do so much with it. It's rich. You can make it masculine. You can make it feminine. You can make it traditional, contemporary. And that's the key, I think, with design is for it to be versatile.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, about being in the furniture industry, and when did you start? Because you worked there quite a long time.
Yeah,
tell us
I'm
a little
actually finishing up my 8th year.
Wow.
I've been at, yep. And before then, I did work at another furniture store part-time, and they talked me into going full-time. That's how I got into the furniture industry.
Okay.
My life before that was an executive administrative associate for J&J.
Uh-huh.
So I've been involved with design now for 8 years, and I love it.
You can tell you love it. When somebody likes what they do, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell, and I think that's one of why you and I had such a good synergy. I could tell you weren't just doing a job to do a job. I could
right.
tell that there was a joy in it for you.
It is. And I'm so happy when I pick the right combination for people and they
right.
love what I pick and just really guide them along. I mean, that's key, is just giving the person what they ask for. And if they're not sure, guiding them to what, giving them what they want,
they
and they
want.
Just don't know that they want it.
What would you say is the most difficult thing when people come into a furniture store? What's the most difficult thing for you?
I would say breaking the ice, because oftentimes they might be traveling to other places first.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of different greetings for the different stores.
Right.
So people come in and sometimes they just feel like we're going to be the typical pushy salesperson.
Right.
And they don't want to talk to you at first.
Exactly.
So it's kind of just breaking the ice with the customer and letting them know if they're there to just to browse, that's fine.
Right.
You know, just, you know, talk to us a little bit so that we can really give you a good introduction to the store and the custom features that is what we're all about.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you find that most people come to you with a preconceived notion of what they're looking for? Have they gone on to the websites? Or do they bring pictures with them? Most people that come in, for the most part, are they saying, you know, I want a gray couch with, you know, knife edge or this or that? Are people coming to you with preconceived notions? Or are they just coming looking usually?
I would say the majority of people have some kind of vision. Some of them bring pictures, some don't.
Okay.
But most people do have a vision as far as color or something. Once in a while, you don't.
Okay.
But then also, I might have a woman come in, and then her husband has a totally different vision.
Oh,
surprise. So sometimes
surprise.
It's about playing mediator, too, and,
right.
and giving them a compromised room.
Room that works
that
with
they
both
of
them.
Are happy with.
Exactly, exactly. Have you ever had a situation where people had picked things, and you knew that it wasn't going to work in the space, and you had to sort of dissuade them out of it? Because that often can be difficult. Maybe not so much where you are, because you don't get to see the space for that often, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's just about styling. Like if they want to pick a certain leg style, I might say, you know,
it might not go with
not really the happening thing right now, or it doesn't go with the arm that you pick. Let's do this, and this is why.
Is that a hard thing to do? Because you have to sort of carefully choose your words?
I pretty much have gotten pretty comfortable with it.
Okay.
And I, you know, I would rather make sure that it's right.
Right.
Than get it in their house and
have them not be the best it can be.
Right.
One of the things that they do at Bassett, and Connie does for me, and she's able to do when you come in, if you come see her, is that she's able, once we pick something, because at Bassett you have the ability to customize your pieces, she can go and say, okay, we're going to put this arm on a sofa and this leg on a sofa. So if the person can't visualize that, Connie can go to the computer and then she can actually bring that up and create that for you. So you can actually leave with a picture of how your sofa is going to look. And that is great. I mean, that really helps people visualize.
It definitely does, especially too with chairs when you're talking about putting a vibrant pattern on. On a chair, that's where it really helps people.
Right.
To visualize.
Yeah, I think people do, you know, and especially as a decorator, people come to me because they do have trouble visualizing. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have that tool in your store so that you can say, okay, this is what I'm going to get, and I understand what I'm going to get. That's not to say that you don't have things set up very well where people say, oh, I want this room setting, because it works well, because a lot of the vignettes in the showroom really do work well together, and you know, they may want to get just that, but it's nice to have the option to mm-hmm. customize things.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see people going for now? To me, the trends that I see with people coming, one of the things, and we've done a lot of them lately, is changing out their headboard.
Yes, I sell a lot of our upholstered beds.
Bassett has a beautiful and affordably priced collection of upholstered headboards. And one of the ways I always suggest to my clients to update your bedroom is get rid of that old-looking, you know, colonial. I have a colonial house, so don't rag on me for that. But, and, you know, change it out with a new headboard. It really can change the look of a room. And you offer quite a bit. And I know you have some programs with the headboards and the different things that you can do. Tell us about the upholstered headboards that you have.
Well, we have six different shapes you can choose from. And basically, you just start out with a shape. You can do any size bed. You choose your fabric. And then we choose options like tufting. Nail head trim can be done in nickel or antique brass. So I can make it look a little bit more transitional to traditional, or go a little bit more contemporary with the nickel. And you can do the complete bed with a low footboard or a high footboard if you have a really large room and you really need to make a statement. You can order just the headboard alone as well.
Right. Being a 6'2" guy, I hate footboards.
Yes. Tall men usually like low footboards so their feet can dangle over the edge.
I'll have my 5'5" couple going, we want a footboard. And I'm like, no, you don't. No. All right. Well, listen, we're just about to go to our first commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi, and I have the pleasure of joining you each Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. If you ever like to come visit me, I'm local. I'm right here in the Kitchen Expo Plaza in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington. And if you'd want to ever call me or text me some of your design questions or dilemmas, my phone number is 908-884-0770. My good friend and guru for furniture is here today, Connie Zen Bauer.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us where you're located if they want to come visit you?
I'm located down at Bassett Home Furnishings in Greenbrook, New Jersey, between Warrenville and Kramer Avenues.
Great, great. Well, again, I want to turn a little bit and talk a little bit about what's going on in the furniture industry. And here's the thing that's come to my attention, but also my clients have brought to me. It seems that in years past, there were a lot of choices physically. You could get out into 22, and there was furniture store after furniture store after furniture store. So if you didn't like what you saw at one furniture store, you went to the next furniture store. And one by one, the furniture stores are disappearing. And many people come to me, believe it or not, as a designer, because they went out on the highways, and they're like, there's no furniture stores left. And I'm wondering if that's something that you hear as well.
Definitely, especially if people are looking for quality.
Right, for quality pieces of furniture. There really isn't much out there, is there?
There's not.
It's often very frustrating, even for me, because I want to bring people to the best possible place. And that's why I think you and I have such a connection, because I know, as we were saying, we've worked together for so many years, I've never had a complaint. The furniture always comes out the way it's supposed to, on time. On budget, and really does well. But really, it's very disappointing, I think, for the people out there that need to visualize. And now, I do think a part of that is because of the internet. Do you find that people are telling you that they're buying furniture just via the internet and not going out and physically shopping for furniture?
I find people do a lot of research online.
Okay.
And definitely play around with fabrics and do all the research first. Most people, I would say, do end up coming in and looking at it.
Okay.
But there are still a few that take the chance and order online, which I definitely don't recommend.
No, I agree. And I didn't understand that. I know there are people that's their mindset. They do everything online and they feel that works for them. But I equate buying a chair like buying a suit, or for a woman buying a dress. I think a chair is something that you have to try on. And, you know, different people have, you know, different bodies and different shapes and so on. And furniture is, it's practical, but it's also comfort. We recently, I have a client who's a little elderly, and she's having some physical problems now. And Connie's very gracious, especially with some of the mature clients that I bring in from some of the 55 and over communities that I deal with. And she just can't fit in her chairs anymore. She wants a chair that wraps around her, that's comfortable, that's going to fit her body. You can't do that over the internet.
You can't. You have to sit in chairs and try them out.
Right. And I just recommend for all my listeners out there, you know, it's a one thing if you want to buy, you know, an occasional table or maybe even some off-the-rack drapery panels, things of that nature, some accessories. But if you're going to buy something like a bed or chairs or a couch, you really need to sit in that because frames vary, don't they? There aren't standard size frames, are there, for furniture, per se?
Not really, no. They can vary depending on the collection,
right,
the styling. Correct.
Right. So, you know, if you're 5'0" and you're on a couch and you're 6'6" and by a couch, you're going to have a very different experience on that, right?
Definitely.
So
definitely.
That's something that you want to feel comfortable in, and you want to make sure that when you make an investment in furniture, that's going to fit the space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll ever see the return of all the furniture stores and the choices again, or do you think that's gone because the cost of maintaining a furniture store is so expensive?
I think what you see out there is what is going to be, what it is going to be. I think it's...
That's
it's not going to be like it was.
It's just changed,
be,
isn't it?
It
See, that's very
changed,
disappointing for
is.
Me. I think probably like you,
mm-hmm.
I'm very tactile. I like to touch, feel. If I'm going to buy something or invest in something, I want to do that. Maybe that's because we're a little bit old school in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you miss out on something if you, you know, you click. You know, even something which you and I have talked about, when you look at a piece of furniture on the computer, the color could never be true.
Exactly. The computer definitely changes color all the time. And
right.
I definitely mention that to every person who I show a picture to. It's more about showing them the styling and the pattern and how it's going to look on the chair versus the color.
Right, right.
You
right.
have to see the fabrics in person.
Right. Now, this is another thing I also find in talking about quality furnishings and so on. I find that there's been a change in how people view furniture. In years past, I found that people were looking for not necessarily heirloom quality furniture, but they were looking for furniture that they could carry down from generation to generation. But I think what I'm saying is that the next generation didn't want their parents' furniture. So I see people that are looking to buy something that's practical, attractive, but not necessarily an heirloom piece that they will pass down. Do you see that as well also?
I agree as well, yeah.
Right.
And I think a lot of it is just the trends are different right now than in the past. And if they can get furniture that gives them a great look, that's just going to see them through maybe 7 to 10 years
yes.
with their family. And then
yes.
if they have to change it, people like change.
And they're looking to change their furniture.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want their grandmother's beautifully well-done sofa that they reupholster. They want their own furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And they want it to be not necessarily disposable, but in that 10-year time frame when their taste change and style change, they want to change with it.
Exactly.
And I think that's a big change from when I started in this industry. You
mm-hmm.
know, I think people were looking for more of heirloom type furniture. So it really
mm-hmm.
has changed quite a bit.
Definitely.
The other trend that I see that I wanted to talk to you about, and I see this a lot, not only do I see this in furniture, but I see this in life. I see this on airplanes. I see this in restaurants. I see this. I was on a cruise ship in February and the cruise ships. I see a trend towards casual. And I'm wondering if that's something that you've seen a change, even since the years you've been at Bassett.
Yeah, definitely. And even for living rooms, people are using living rooms more as a second family room.
Yes.
So they want a tailored but casual look at the same time.
Exactly. I'm told mm-hmm. the words casually elegant.
I've
heard that a lot.
Luxe.
And, you know, you can never get, I think, and what Connie and I do, you can never get comfortable in our industry because it constantly keeps changing. And you really have to stay, ahead of the curve. Sorry about my phone, just did something there. Ahead of the curve because it is constantly changing and evolving, isn't it?
It is.
But I do think that the trend towards casual is definitely not going away. People want to be in a more casual, comfortable space. Now, I recently read, although I don't personally agree with this, that sectionals are still very popular. I personally don't care for sectionals, and I'll go into that in a minute. What do you see when people come in? Are people looking for sectionals for their family rooms, for their basements, for their casual spaces?
Yeah, I actually do still have a lot of families that come in looking for sectionals, because usually that, oftentimes that'll maximize your seating in a room.
Right.
And you know, you can all sit down and snuggle together as you're watching TV. So it kind of depends on the client. But yes, I still do sell quite a bit of sectionals. And it all just depends on the room and the layout and how long the people are looking to stay in that home as well.
Okay, off the cuff. How do you personally feel about sectionals? I'll tell you, I have an issue with that, but you know.
What I like, I'm kind of 50-50, to be honest with you.
Right.
I like sectionals because I think they're very functional at times for families.
Right.
When you're raising, you know, young people and stuff, and you want them to be home and you want them to be part of the family. But at the same time, there's no flexibility as far as changing around the room.
Exactly.
And if you get bored, you can't, like, you know, switch your sofa with a love seat and have a whole new look. Or
exactly.
You know. So that's where it really ties you to that floor plan.
Right.
And I like the flexibility of pieces.
And, you know, here's the thing that I say all the time. People come in with a preconceived notion, well, I have a small room, I'm just going to do a sectional, and that's it. And I tell people, it's been my life experience that adult people do not want to sit necessarily on the same piece of furniture, which sounds strange, but watch people. They
yes.
don't. They want their spatial comfort. And more than two people on a sofa, very odd and very awkward. So I say to people, if you have the space, better to do two sofas and a table, if you want to have that same configuration that's an L shape, mm-hmm. better to do two sofas where people have their comfort level, and then a, you know, a corner table in between where people can put drinks down or you can have some lighting on it,
right.
than to do this one big thing where you're all in it together, because I think it can be kind of awkward for people,
mm-hmm.
to tell you the truth. And then limiting in terms of setting up the room. So I always have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did read that it was a trend that people want these sectionals. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk you out of it. Actually, we're about to come up to news, but other than sectionals, is there anything else in terms of, and of course the upholstered headboards, anything that you see, like people are consistently coming in looking for now?
I would say I have a lot of people that instead of doing the typical sofa and love seat
right.
Combination now, they're
right.
doing more a sofa and two chairs,
oh.
or maybe even a third chair.
Right.
I'm definitely seeing two chairs in place of a love seat.
Now think about your own house and your own comfort. I like sitting in my own chair. If I and I've done this a couple of times, and people say they're nervous about it, but then after I do it, they're like, wow, this is the best thing ever. Sometimes I have a small space that's a sitting room that's sort of a square, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be accessed all around. I've done four comfortable chairs with a table in the middle.
Yes.
And you know what? Not only does that look beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but it really gives you functional, comfortable seating.
Mm-hmm.
You can put coffee down on a tray in the middle. You can play a board game. You can watch the fireplace. And everybody has their comfort zone, and you're not blocking any avenue.
Yes, I love that look. I think it's a great design.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I have to talk people into a lot. They're very afraid of that.
Yes.
But I think there's going to be a trend, like we're just talking about, there's going to be a trend towards more chairs as opposed to a love seat. Because a love seat, again, also can be very limiting, because
mm-hmm.
how many people can sit on a love seat?
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. All right, we're coming up to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Tensions are mostly down in Baltimore as the first night of a citywide curfew ends. There were limited arrests for those who broke the curfew, a large change from the lawlessness that was seen Monday night into Tuesday. Michael Lewis is among the officers called in from out of town and tells Fox News that there have been mostly law-abiding people in the area.
The citizens of this city have been overwhelmingly supportive of our presence. They've had deep gratitude for us being here the last 2 days. They treat us with tremendous hospitality.
The curfew is in place from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. and will be that way for about the next week unless there's a change from the mayor's office. The Baltimore Orioles and Chicago White Sox will play in an empty stadium today. The Orioles announced that Camden Yards will be closed to the public this afternoon in response to ongoing protests in Baltimore. Authorities in Nepal fear the earthquake death toll could reach 10,000. The government has still yet to hear from remote villages and towns following Saturday's earthquake. Over 4,400 are known dead and more than 8,000 are reported injured. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. As I say, my name is Rich Scuderi, and I'd love for you to come visit me. Connie said she's going to come visit me, I think, at my store soon. I'm located in the Kitchen Expo Plaza at the Flemington Circle. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We're next to Ideal Tile. We're actually in the building, for those of you that have been in Flemington for a long time. We're the space that was Lennox. If you've ever went into Lennox back in the day when there was Lennox and Petals and the California Grill, we're in that that strip mall there, and I'd love for you to come see me. We do a lot of I have some unusual artwork and furniture and accessories, and I share my space with John from Rugs to Riches. And if you're looking for any sort of beautiful area rugs or carpeting or hardwood floors, he's a wonderful resource for that as well. If you're just tuning to us at this point, I'd like you to meet my dear friend and furniture guru, Connie Zenbauer.
Hello there.
I don't think I said your last name before today, Zenbauer. You're like Zen. That's cool.
Zen, yeah, Zenbauer.
I was typing it to promote you on social media, and I'm like, ooh, I never knew it was spelled that way. I'm like, it's Zenbauer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Connie, to me, because she's very good at what she does, very warm, and I'm sure if you come in with her or without me, you'll be very happy to visit with Connie. She's a wealth of knowledge and makes everything very comfortable, doesn't push anything on you, and she's got great ideas. So when we were talking before we went to news, we were talking about furniture placement and the things that are different now. Because I think people are, with the new contemporary style, I think it's so different from what was out there before. I think people are a little bit afraid. I think people want to change. They want to be more updated. But here's the thing, the disconnect I get from, with all the trade magazines and all the stuff, all the information that I get and the seminars I go to, they're showing me wild contemporary stuff because they're New York, they're LA, they're Europe. So they're showing me Lucite chairs and purple and this and that and stuff and, you know, chandelier that looks like the ball dropping. And that's all fun and it's fashion and it's terrific. But that doesn't necessarily equate to the farmhouse that I'm doing in Ringo's or Lambertville or the spaces we live in. And I find there's sometimes a disconnect between the manufacturers and the designers of what's coming and what will work in people's homes. And right now, I think it's probably the worst it's ever been in that case, because I say there are three basic components style-wise to furniture. I see it very clearly as contemporary, transitional, and traditional. Myself, if I could be truthful, I find myself leaning a little bit more towards traditional, because I guess I never had the money to change my furniture that often. So traditional works for me. More and more, I'm liking transitional because I'm finding traditional looking a little bit boring to me. So I'm kind of liking transitional. And I think that's where the comfort level for most people is. They want to be more updated. They know when they go home, they're like, that brass chandelier is not quite cutting it anymore. So they want to be a little bit more up to date, but they're not ready to go to the extreme. Now, I worked recently on two contemporary homes, and I absolutely love it because it's outside of my comfort zone and very minimalist, beautiful colors and bold statements, and it's really quite striking. So I actually have really grown to like contemporary too. But there is a disconnect, I think, for me, because most of the homes, and I shouldn't generalize, but most of the homes, I think, in our area are, you know, more traditional homes. We don't have a lot. You know, you go out to the West Coast, LA, everything's, you know, contemporary, mm-hmm. and that's how it fits. You don't see as much of that out here. And I'm wondering,
right.
Do you find that also?
Definitely. More, colonial style,
yeah,
Cape Cod and homes.
Yeah, the problem is,
if
you have your, you know, 50s and 60s in our suburb areas. You have ranches. You have colonial homes, very traditional. A lot of the area of Center Hall Colonials. You have farmhouses as you go further west into Hunterdon County, and they don't necessarily equate to what's out there in terms of style. So that's for me. That's been my hardest challenge in design in the past, I would say, 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because you do want to take people to be more modern. I certainly, that's my objective and that's my goal.
Right.
But you have to do it in a way that's, number one, comfortable for them when you close the door and you're finished. And they'll continue to like.
Right.
Do you find that a challenge for you, too?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what gets you into that transitional style. And,
right.
It's pleasing the people, at the same time giving them an updated look.
Exactly.
And that's, yeah, where that middle style comes in, and I think that's...
You know, that's something, I'll tell you, I had to learn. I had to learn to go from traditional to transitional. And now I love it. Now I look at traditional and I'm like, okay, that's nice, but it's kind of predictable.
Yes.
So it's kind of nice to have some cleaner lines and something that's maybe a little bit unusual because it shows, I think, creativity, don't you mm-hmm. think?
Yes. Yeah. And I, you know, it was an adjustment for me as well.
I remember we talked about it when it started to change. Do you remember?
We used to have a lot more traditional patterns and everything in the store as far as fabrics. And then all of a sudden, you know, it kind of turned into geometrics and neutrals and some paisleys, but more of a fun, playful paisleys instead of the conservative traditional paisleys.
And it was
a change.
It was an adjustment, wasn't it?
Definitely.
For you and for me.
Yeah. But the more I work with the geometrics, the more I definitely have gone from traditional to transitional. And now I'm even liking the clean lines.
Me too. And I couldn't believe it. You know, and I live in a big colonial yellow with clapboard, and it couldn't be more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But I find as I start to replace things, and this is what I talk to people about design. Houses are organic and they break down and they change, and we want to think that you do things once and you never have to do it again. That's not the case. A house you have to constantly be working at, and I always say to people, every 5 years you need to do a refresh. That doesn't mean throw everything out and start over, but things break down.
Right.
Sofas get damaged, things mm-hmm. break over time, things get nicks on them. So you have to realize when you have a home, you're going to have to constantly be updating your things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you go middle of the road, if you go transitional, you're pretty safe because you have something that's probably going to stand the test of time, but also not look dated at
Definitely.
The same time. But I think it's also important that you're updating your things.
Definitely.
I have people that, and I don't know if you experience this as well, about 30% of my business happens to be with the 55 and over community because mm-hmm. where we are with the baby boomers, they're starting to retire and downsize, and we're seeing a big trend of that. So that's about a third of my business. So I deal with people that are, I guess, my age. That hurts. Anyway, so I'm dealing with people that are in that section of their life. And the biggest mistake I see people do, and I don't know if you see this or not, you probably do because you're smiling right now, is that I see people that want to take their 1968 Mediterranean dining room set into their brand new, new construction home in one of these 55 and over communities. Connie, could anything look worse? And I tell people, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pay a mover to move this super heavy furniture because 1968 furniture was very heavy.
Right.
And they're going to break their back and they're going to bring it in and your newly painted walls and you're going to go, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
Then you're going to have to pay somebody to get rid of it, which isn't easy to do. And you're going to have nothing in your room and then you're going to have to start fresh. So what I tell people to do is when you have to reach a point in your life where you say, this is only furniture. Unless, you know, there are one or two pieces that have sentimental value, you have to let that stuff go. New house, start fresh. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. And that leads us back to what I said before about like two chairs and a sofa.
Right.
That's where pieces in a room definitely works out. We get a lot of people that are downsizing. And
yes.
When you have pieces of furniture versus a sectional, that definitely, helps transition into the future.
It's true. And I think you said something that was very critical for me is that, you know, I don't necessarily always have money and my clients don't always necessarily have money to change out their furniture. If you do individual pieces like chairs, you can change your room around. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money to change a room around. Sometimes just rearranging what you have in a different way. If you have stuff that's versatile, if you have a sectional, you're just, you know, you're locked into it.
Yes.
But if you have pieces that are individual or modular, you can move those pieces around and change the look of a room without spending any money whatsoever.
Right, just the finishing touches, pillows, throws,
exactly,
lamps.
Exactly. And one of the things I want to talk about Bassett too, which I think you're very good with, is not only do you have quality furniture that you can get, in 30 days, custom furniture in 30 days, is that you have accessories on the floor and accessories that you can purchase. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have a variety of artwork, lamps, just all the finishing touches, you can come in and purchase those right off the floor.
Exactly.
And have some immediate gratification. So
exactly. And it's because I think most people would maybe pass you by if they say, oh, my house is done. But mm-hmm. you have great, you know, great artwork. You have great flower arrangements. You have great pieces there. And sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily have the budget to change everything. But if you change your pictures out maybe in the room, or you do something new on the table, maybe you get rid of, you know, a dated arrangement and do something that's a little bit more up to date, that makes a big difference. And it makes you feel good,
does.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
I think there's a big psychological lift when people put new furniture in a house, don't you?
Definitely.
Yeah, it goes
and just
beyond.
Refreshing. Even
yeah.
refreshing with every season. You
exactly.
know?
Exactly, and changing out all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, come visit Connie, not necessarily just for furniture, but also for accessories and see. And you guys do a good job of changing out. I don't know if you have a formula for how often you change out, but your showroom always looks fresh to me. So how does that work with bringing new things and moving things around and changing fabrics?
Well,
and so
they
on?
Pretty much bring new things in as we sell. And,
right.
You know, we're constantly also just moving things around on the floor just for a new look and
right.
to keep it fresh. So,
and it always does. And it's not, you know, your showroom is quite beautiful, but not intimidating either. I really, so many people, if I could say the feedback, first of all, you do wonderful customer service. So that's number one.
Thank
when
you.
I bring people to Bassett and Greenbrook. But the second thing is people want, they don't want too many choices. They want enough choices that they can say A, B, or C, and they're educated by somebody who's educated. But they don't want to be in a maze where they're lost and they're like, I don't know what I just bought. And I have taken people in previous years to these big furniture superstores, many of which have gone out of business, and say, I'm in a warehouse, Rich, and I don't even know what I bought. So I have to bring them back and give them pictures of it again because it's overwhelming. I think
yes.
Bassett does a nice job in keeping it real but also simple.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's the feedback you've gotten as well.
Yeah, and even being simple, sometimes people still can get a little overwhelmed with that. But then that's my job, is to say, well, this is what we're going to do and this is why.
Right.
And, you know, that's where what I'm supposed to do is make your life easy. So that's,
well,
you've
made my life easy and my client's life easy. So I would say that you're doing a very good job of doing that. Where do you see furniture going in the future? What do you see as things? Because I think in furniture things are changing a lot. And I think furniture is going to continue to evolve and change. What do you think you see down the road? Because I think I have an obligation at night, because I'm kind of restless. I'm always reading all the trade magazines. I'm online. I'm taking pictures because I want to give people the freshest thing possible. And often I do staging for realtors. So if I'm doing staging for an empty house, I have to make sure that I'm putting the most up-to-date stuff in there. So it's constantly a learning curve for me to do that. Anything that you see for the future? Maybe, you know, you're intuitive, I would say. And anything you see more for the future? Do you see furniture being smaller? Do you see furniture being... What do you see?
We offer a variety of sizes, which is good because it all depends on the client's home. So
right.
we have people that come in there that have the really big great rooms. And, you know, proportionally, you need bigger stuff for
exactly,
those rooms.
Exactly, exactly.
But we also have smaller proportion stuff. I think people are just going to continue to do the cleaner lines
yes.
for a while.
Even if
still
even
have
if,
a tailored look. Very transitional.
Transitional, yeah.
And neutrals are here to stay for a while. You know, doing more solids versus patterns on your big pieces, and then maybe just doing a chair and a pattern with lots of color so that you can change that pattern into the future.
Exactly, and so that it's very easy to play with all that stuff. Okay, we have to take some commercials to pay for the show, but we'll be back momentarily with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Okay, and we are back with more of Modern Design. I am pleased to have with me Connie Zenbauer, my furniture guru, and we're talking about trends in furniture for spring of 2015. When last we left off, Connie brought up something that I just think is so critical and so important, and something that if I teach anything in my business, it's what Connie just said in a nutshell, and that is, do not cover your sofas and your big pieces of furniture with wildly patterned fabric. Do a neutral fabric on your furniture and do accent pillows. That will save you years and years of having to replace your furniture. Connie's laughing here. All I do is replace floral sofas with neutral sofas. You know when I come to you for a sofa? Because somebody made a floral sofa or a paisley sofa, or they did something that was a statement piece, and I can't even look at it anymore. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you see as far as trending?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you do want to do pattern, I just say make sure you love the pattern.
Right.
And, you know, just oftentimes just expect that you might have to replace it, you know, sooner than later, because exactly, you're going to get tired of it.
You are, and it's not versatile. You can't take it to other rooms. It's terrible.
Exactly.
And here's the thing about pattern. I think this helps people a little bit. Sometimes people feel that maybe like a neutral sofa, and here's a couple things. One is neutral is not necessarily off-white. Neutral could be gray. Neutral could be brown. Neutral could be green. Neutral could be a lot of different colors. Neutral isn't necessarily off-white. It could be a lot of different colors.
Exactly. And it's also not just solid either. Like,
yes,
we have a lot of textured fabrics that have two tones in them.
Exactly.
But they're still considered a neutral.
Exactly.
But yet they're a little bit more exciting than a total solid.
Exactly. And I believe in texture. Texture to me is absolutely everything. It gives versatility. It gives some depth, but yet you don't have a statement or a commitment. I was able to keep one of the couches I had in my home for quite a long period of time because it was just texture. And then as the colors changed through the years, and I'll tell you how old I am by it, because the first pillows were like, I think pink and gray, which shows how old I am. I think I had a mullet then too. That's a story for another day. But as they transitioned to hunter green and then to terracotta and then to blues and grays, I was able to hold on to that couch for a long period of time because it was quality, but I just did a neutral texture.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make if you buy quality pieces, that's how you make them stand the test of time. So please don't go crazy with your fabrics. And also, choose where you want to put statements in your life. I think this holds true with a lot of things. When you have investment pieces, whether it be furniture or granite or things that are important that you're not going to replace all the time, keep them relatively neutral. Put wild color on your walls. Do your drapes in wild colors. Put terrific artwork on the walls. Put the money into those things that are staples. Make them be neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And then make the accessories pop, don't you think?
Definitely agree with that.
And also, I'll tell you something, because I film a lot of rooms for what I do for staging. A room that has a neutral with a pop of color looks much better on film than lots of pattern. Lots of pattern doesn't always photograph very well either.
Mm-hmm.
So something to keep in mind as well. I want to talk about something that a lot of my clients ask me, and you're very good with this, is many of us have pets.
Right.
And there's a misconception of what pet-friendly fabrics are. I think we just went through this most recently when we were working with – I have a client who breeds Bichon Frises, and she's very sensitive, of course, because I think that's four of them. And they're beautiful, but they're hard on furniture. So what would you suggest as – I certainly have recommendations, but I'd rather get from you for our listeners. What would you suggest is a good fabric or a good material for when you have – pets?
I definitely think the polyesters are definitely
okay.
The top of the line. The micro suede, a lot of families like the microfibers because it's okay to
right.
use a little bit of water with them.
Right.
Any furniture, part of normal maintenance is flipping cushions and vacuuming.
Right.
So with fabrics, you're going to need to vacuum routinely. That's the fabric.
Right.
But definitely the chenilles are the way to go. With pets, you have to be careful of. You don't want to do any loose weaves where the claws are going to get into them very
right,
easily.
Right, right. What about leather?
Leather, actually, there's misconceptions about leather. It's skin from an animal, so it is very strong and it's hard to puncture.
Right.
As long as it's got a polyurethane finish on it, it's not going to scratch that easy.
Okay.
The wax oil finishes will scratch, but they give it the weathered look, and the scratches just kind of blend in and look like an old bomber jacket.
Right, so this is better, right?
You have to be okay with that look.
Right.
So there's different kinds of leather, and it just depends on how the hide's been processed.
Connie did something that was kind of fascinating. My client was looking for recliners, so they were going to be a little bit more casual environment. And she took out the different colors of leather, but she showed us something that was really fascinating. She said, I want you to take your hands, and my client was a female, and she said, I want you to take your nails and I want you to put it on the sample. And then she says, I want you to do the next one. And they're both leather. They're both beautiful. They were both in the same color family, if you will. One of them, she put her nails on the fabric. It scratched from end to end. The next leather, she went, and there was absolutely not a scratch. And the difference, that again, for our listeners, is actually what? What's the difference?
It's just the way the hide's been processed. A polyurethane finish won't scratch as easily as the wax oil finishes.
Exactly. So, I do recommend, as your recommendation, depending upon where it's going to be, leather is a good alternative, ultra suede is a good alternative, and microfiber.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between regular suede and ultra suede?
Suede, the real
ultra
suede is the back side of a hide.
Okay.
Where the bottom splits. Whereas microfiber is when you have, it's not just the microfiber. Usually a microfiber is any kind of fabric where the fibers are actually blown onto the back of it.
Okay.
But most people think of the micro suede as microfiber, and that's it.
Right, and I want to differentiate between those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, because I think, you know, many of us have pets, and it's very important. It's very disconcerting to me that someone comes to me and says, you know, before they met me, they went out and they bought sofas because they were gorgeous, and in, you know, a year and a half now they have to replace their sofas. So I want to give something, we both want to give people something that's going to, you know, stand the test of time and be, you know, not limiting, because there are a lot of choices of leather and there are a lot of choices of synthetic fabrics and fabrics that would be pet friendly.
And I always play it cautious. You know that. I play it safe and cautious and...
Exactly.
You know, that's where I come in. I'd rather that than take a chance.
You know, we're getting down, believe it or not, to our last 2 minutes. So I want to before we sum up, I want to talk about, are there any new pieces of furniture out there or things that are that are coming up now because styles have changed that you have to have this? One of the things I think is an upholstered headboard, because I see that's like a must-have to be modern and to look updated. The other thing that I'm seeing a lot now is I'm starting to see the return of the bar cart. And I and it's kind of like a sort of maybe like a 60s thing, I think. But I'm seeing in living rooms that used to be very formal, more casual, but a bar cart. And I wonder if that's something that you even have yet or that you've seen.
We only have a few. We don't have a good selection of them, actually.
Okay.
But I do have people coming in and asking for them.
For a bar cart.
Yeah. I think people are spending a lot more time at home these days.
And drinking.
And entertaining and drinking. And yes. And I think they want that as the setup of the room, just for functionality.
And that these rooms aren't so formal. And stiff that you can go in the room and have a drink.
Right.
The other
thing too is, you know, I have people that do still purchase a sideboard, but they also want to just set the top up, like, you know, have the tray of drinks and use the top for serving purposes.
Exactly.
So that's where, like, you know, we have some sideboards with the granite top, and if it's just a wood top, I often recommend either table pads or purchasing a piece of glass to put over it for that reason.
Right.
So that's another thought if you don't do a bar piece.
I also see that people are getting their table and chairs and they want the sideboard for the practical reasons you talked about. Mm-hmm. But I don't see people ordering china cabinets anymore.
They are definitely not selling like they used to. Yeah,
people are
doing more of the sideboard, so they have the functional space on top.
And they can take the food off the table and put it on another surface.
That, and then also they can have either a big, large mirror above it or a nice piece of colorful artwork.
Very different, isn't it?
Yes, very different.
All right, well, down to our last minute. Is there any just general advice you want to give? You got to come see Connie. She's at Bassett on Route 22 on the westbound side in Greenbrook. She is excellent at what she does. She's not going to talk into anything. She's low-key, but she has a wealth of knowledge and a good friend and also very good at what she does.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any tips for our listeners?
My advice is just follow the instincts when you're looking at furniture. If there's something you're questioning in the store that you are hesitant about, listen to those instincts. You should love what you're getting. And if you're not 100% in love in the store, you're not going to love it in your home. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. And I've learned every time a guest comes, and specifically today, I've learned so much from you. So I appreciate you being my guest. And for all my listeners and new listeners, thank you for supporting our show. We've been getting nice feedback on social media. And I look forward to returning with you next week on more of Modern Design. Have a terrific week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor.
The lawyer for the family of Freddie Gray says he wants to see more evidence before passing judgment on six Baltimore police officers.
We have to wait until all the facts are gathered and we have as a complete picture as we can get, and then and only then make a decision about whether somebody ought to be prosecuted, whether somebody's liable.
William Billy Murphy tells Fox News Hannity that Freddie Gray may have fled from police because of a history of brutality against black suspects. He also thinks any spinal injury suffered by Gray may have happened during his arrest, not while he was in a police transport. Baltimore police are supposed to release a report on Gray's injury to city prosecutors on Friday. This is the second day of the Colorado movie massacre trial. Katie Medley was the first witness to take the stand Tuesday, testifying that she thought her husband had died after he was shot in the head. Medley's husband, Caleb, survived but was left severely disabled. James Holmes is charged with killing 12 people and wounding dozens more in the July 2012 shooting at a suburban Denver theater. USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several